Now, we've spoken to Les Martin from Wicklow Town a number of times about extending the newborn screening test from 8, as it is in Ireland, to 40 conditions. He often quoted Italy as having around about 40 tests on the Hilprig test in order to look for conditions that were existent in the baby. Les has two sons, nicknamed Cogs and Kiwi. They've a rare genetic condition called MLD. And he said that had the number of tests been wider, that this would have been discovered earlier. On the line, I'm joined by Senator David Norris, who will bring new laws about this before the Senate in the coming weeks. Senator Norris, good morning to you.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning, David. This came to your notice how?
Well, it came when I got an email from Les Martin. He sent it to, I think, all members of the Oireachtas. I was extremely moved by it. I mean, the story of a man who had three children, two boys and a girl, Cathal, Ciarán, and the daughter. And the two boys both have genetic disorders. And the older boy was not caught in time. There may be some hope for the second boy. But it's terribly tragic to have a lovely young family like this and having to watch the unnecessary and protracted death of a beloved child.
And Les was telling us about research he's done to look at other countries and this test that's done to look for conditions.
Italy, as I think you said, Italy actually went in 1 year from, I think, about four tests to 40. So if Italy can do it, we can do it. And I've spoken unofficially to the department officials, and they seem to be very much in favour of it. I've spoken to the minister, and he seems to be in favour of it. So the bill that I'm introducing, if there's any tweaking that needs to be done, then the government can do it by amendment.
And do you know of any impediments to this, or is there something that we don't know about that could make it difficult?
No, nothing that I can think of.
So it should be pretty straightforward, and you've been talking to the minister, yeah.
And also, I mean, there will be an expense in this. It's a pinprick test that will be done in the short period after birth. But that cost will be massively overtaken by the fact that you'll be spared the expense of treating chronically sick, distressed children over a number of years, which will be much more expensive.
Remind us, David, of how this works. As you bring it up in the Shannon, presumably you canvass other senators to get them on board, and then it goes into the Dáil, does it?
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's passed by the Senate. And the curious thing is that we're not allowed to introduce amendments that create a charge on the Exchequer, but we can introduce legislation that creates a charge on the Exchequer, as this bill would. But as I say, any expense will be more than compensated for by the return of not having to treat chronically sick children for a period of years. And then it goes down to the Dáil, and the Dáil then has the opportunity to pass it, which I believe they would. But the government then has to push it forward.
Yeah. Have we got the expertise in Ireland to do this?
Oh, yes, I think we have, yes.
Right, so, I mean, I'm looking for difficulties, but you're knocking them all down, which is fantastic, you know, to see that, why don't we just do it?
Well, I have to say, if this legislation goes through, or if the government produces legislation as a result of what we're doing, then I will feel that I've achieved something in political life, because this is one of the most moving stories that I've come across. And the idea of the unnecessary death of small children is repugnant to people.
Yeah, because it's not just for the MLD that Les Martin is talking about, but if it's expanded to 40 different conditions, do you know some
and
of those?
Treatable. I mean, this is the really significant thing, that if these genetic disorders are caught in time, they are treatable.
When do you hope to bring it into the Shannon?
Well, I'm hoping before Christmas. We're still working on the legislation. I mean, I have the assistance of a parliamentary draftsperson, which is extremely helpful. I gave the outline of the bill to her, and she's been putting it into proper legislative form. But I'm hoping for that within a month.
Very good. Well, we're going to watch the parliamentary reports and wish you all the very best with this, not just for Les and his family, but for all future families and people with perhaps genetic conditions, which they might know about, but just would appear later on when it's perhaps too late to treat it successfully. So the best of luck with that, David Norris.
Thank you very much, Declan.
Thank you. Good to talk to you again. Thank you. That's Senator David Norris there.